Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The hottest mixtape you'll find online. Mixed all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
In Mile High, taking on the Denver Nuggets, looking for three in a row, 13 out of 14, red hot Knicks going into Mile High, but the usual adage is, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Definitely didn't go in this game. Knicks started the game off terribly, and it all came crashing down immediately. The MVP, Nikola Jokic and company, took care of the Knicks in quick fashion. Up by as much as 28 points. Jokic with 24 points in the first quarter. Lousy start by Julius. RJ. It just couldn't get any worse, man. Knicks would try to get back into this in the second half, but it was just too much Jokic, too much Campazzo. Austin Rivers gets his revenge. And this is just one that you wish you would forget, man. Knicks go down 113 to 97 in Denver. Just get absolutely smoked for the second time against this Denver Nuggets team. And that's all she wrote, man. Knicks postgame live presented by Manscaped. CP Ashley Moore, CK2K in the building. Tough night. A lot of L's. A lot of L's for the Knicks tonight. Not just in this game, but around the league. And we'll get to that later. But CK, as I said in the opening, man, you know, the old adage is not how you started, how you finish. You got to throw that out the window, man, because you couldn't have asked for a more nightmarish start by the Knicks today. RJ Barrett picks up two quick fouls in 2 seconds. Give credit to the Nuggets and Malone. They try to exploit him on the mismatch with Aaron Gordon, and it worked. Nerlens Noel picks up a foul right after that. Thibodeau picks up a technical foul. And there you go. Against a team like this, it's just not going to cut it, bro. And it was a long night from there on out, man. What'd you think about this game, bro?
Yeah, our team ended that first quarter how a lot of teams end their whole games, because I think, yeah, RJ ended up with three in that first quarter.
Yeah.
Same with Nerlens. We had two technicals total with coming from Tibbs and coming from who was it that got? It was a Taj.
Taj got one later on, yeah.
Yeah. That first quarter was just a complete and utter nightmare, and we just were not able to catch up. We could talk about the referees, but the Knicks did not make it easy on ourselves either. Everything was short.
Yeah.
Nothing was going in. We just looked uninspired tonight. We had some moments where we sparked up a little bit, but defensively we just were not there. Offensively we were not there. It was just an all-around tough game. And you mentioned, normally I'd be like, you know what, shake it off, go on to the next one, but seeing how everything's going on around the league tonight,
a lot of L's,
it's a rough one to take. It's a rough one to take. Big L for us. We got to move.
Big L's, and we got to move forward. Ash, what you think about this game tonight?
Well, first of all, I'm just saying we're 2-0, which is you and I on the show. So I don't want to say anything on this, but I'm just saying. No, look, it's a bad matchup. You know, Denver, first of all, notoriously is a very hard place to play. The altitude is just out there. It's very, very hard. Guys will tell you that throughout the course of NBA history, it's one of the hardest cities to play in. I'm not excusing it. You get paid millions of dollars in this league to be able to play anywhere, but it is just what it is.
We haven't won there in 15 years, so something got to give.
Yeah. you know, something's got to give eventually. But look, this is one of the reasons why we said that you have to take the games that you're supposed to win. And that was Memphis. Yeah. That was Houston. Because yeah. as you start getting Big deeper facts. Into this road trip, the opponents start getting harder. And the Denver Nuggets are one of those opponents. You have the MVP of the league on this team. You have a solid team. You know, they were just killing us from all aspects of the game, which, again, which is why it was so important to lock in those first two wins.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse. You could have been deeper in the hole. You're not so bad. I mean, it does suck a little bit that the Hawks went ahead and won their game tonight.
Blew out the Suns.
Yeah, so it does suck because, like we've always talked about, you know, especially in this portion of the season, every win counts and every loss counts. Especially when you're trying to get a good spot in the playoff seating, but it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Had lost, you know, the other two games. So it's bad, but listen, you lost to a really good basketball team. Yeah. It's a bad matchup. Yeah. You didn't lose.
It's not a good matchup for us. It's not a good matchup.
It's a bad matchup. Yeah. I mean, but they look lethargic from the jump.
Yeah.
They weren't hitting. And when Julius Randle's not clicking, it really takes everybody else to get involved, and it just didn't happen the way it was supposed to happen.
It didn't happen. You know, the energy collectively was just down, and I thought the two quick fouls, it eliminated RJ from the game. It cuts down on how aggressive you can be, takes you out of the game mentally, physically, and that hurt us. But give credit, again, Mike Malone was playing chess out there. The Gordon thing is interesting, man, because he could play the four. But when I looked at the lineup, I said, oh, shoot. I said, I got Bullock on Michael Porter Jr., but Aaron Gordon, RJ on Gordon, that's going to be a tough battle, man. Went right to him, two quick fouls, and that was tough. Julius, tough night for him as well. I thought later on in the game he got taken out mentally. You know, you knew the Joker was going to dominate no matter who it was. Obviously, we missed Mitch out there. Nerlens isn't the physical center. Taj tried to do his best, but he got worked. I mean, Jokic was just destroying him. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 24 points in the first quarter. 10 of 16 from the field. Jokic absolutely dominated him. When I did my pregame show earlier today and I talked about the Luka Vildoza signing, I talked about the fact that, you know, these Argentinian players are real scrappy. Yeah, and they come in and they fill in solid roles. And I said we were going to take a look at Facundo Campazzo, CK, tonight. And tonight he killed us, man. 16 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks for Campazzo. He was all over the stat sheet tonight and just ran roughshod all over us, bro.
5 steals. I love that dude. That guy is just all over the place. Just gives me Pablo Prigioni vibes, like how he does everything. Like he's always on a swivel. Like it feels like you can push him over and he's still going to find a way to keep the ball and dribble and play. Like the dude, he was very impactful for them in so many ways. And we just had no answers for Campazzo.
Yeah.
Forget Michael Porter Jr. Forget, you know what I mean? And I feel like Nikola Jokic, like, I think he went easy on us because he had a cool 24. Thanks. He had a full night's game in that first quarter. And he only ended with 32. So he played. He was easy. He went easy on us because he could have easily had a 60-point game tonight and had all of the mainstream media going crazy about him tomorrow. So thanks, Jokic. But
not only that, but they missed. They didn't even have Jamal Murray on the court.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, they haven't missed Murray since he went down. You know, they're now 10-2 without him.
Imagine playing this team with Jamal Murray also on the
everything
court.
Happened. Yeah. Right?
It's. I mean, this just goes to show you why Jokic is the clear front runner for MVP. I know people want to say CP3 is in the conversation and a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, no, it's Jokic. It's definitely Jokic.
The Joker is Jokic, and this is his award to take, and it's his award to lose. I mean, you just saw the MVP performance in the flesh, and this is not playing a rinky-dink New York Knicks team.
Yeah.
This is playing a New York Knicks team who's in the top 4 in the East. So it says a lot to be able to play against one of the top 5.
Top 10 in the league.
Yeah.
100%.
We just not a rollover team. Yeah. And you could see from the jump, he had that extra – he was playing. Like, he said it last night after that game against the Lakers, you know, it was on him. You know, it ain't going to happen again. It ain't going to happen 2 nights in a row.
Yeah.
And he showed that. The quick 22 in that first quarter, he was just
taking us
to where we had no answers for him. And, yeah, like you guys said, he showed tonight why he is the number one choice for MVP this season,
bar none.
Like, he was hooping
it. Big facts. And then, Ash, we talked about Jokic. We talked about Campazzo. You knew the Austin Rivers game was coming. You knew the Austin Rivers game was coming. You knew he was circling this game on his calendar. Oh, the elbow threes were splashy. Mays went 6-9 from downtown. Obviously killed us. Was looking at the bench the whole time. Him and Julius got into it. He was cooking quickly. Austin Rivers, 25 points, 7-13 from the field. That was tough to see, man. I had to turn it off after that, man. Once Austin Rivers got cooking, I was done.
So one or two things you're going to get from Austin Rivers, right? So, Denver, be prepared. This may be his last good game with you. Because,
right.
You know, if it's anything like Utah, you won't see this again.
Yeah.
Or it's just that this, you know, situation happens to work better for him, especially with Jamal Murray kind of out of the situation, and maybe it allows him to kind of flourish a little bit more. I don't know. But if Austin Rivers has showed us on the New York Knicks, he's probably good for one of these every couple of months.
Erratic as they come.
It's not something I'm going to, you know, fear in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
Facts,
but, I mean,
facts.
It does suck to be able, you know, to say that you, you know, got one up on your former team.
Yeah, he got his revenge.
That's more of an ego thing than anything else. So.
Definitely got his revenge, man. So that was tough to see, but certainly expected it to come. And, you know, on my pregame show, another thing I said, we got to take care of the ball, man. This team is number 8 in steals, a solid defense, a good. Obviously, we know their offense is dominant, but they're a good defense as well. Protect the paint. Jokic and JaVale McGee killed us in the paint. We absolutely feared them. And again, steals. They're 8th in the league in steals. The Knicks had the Knicks gave up 11 steals tonight. 13 steals to this team. You just can't, you know, against a team like this, you got to play damn near perfect of a game. And the Knicks did everything they could to lose this game. And you just, there's not too many teams where you could afford this many mistakes and no energy and just lackluster play and expect to win, especially not against this team in their building where you haven't won in 15 years. You just, there's no chance. No chance.
Yeah, not at all.
So, 113-97. I mean, positives, hard to find, you know. Our bigs had their times, you know. Noel had certainly had some highlight blocks. I thought Taj hustled out there at times as well. RJ came alive. He sort of, you know, found his jumper late in the third quarter. But, you know, every time the Knicks would try to get a run, maybe they knocked down 5 or 6 points, the Nuggets would come right back with a couple threes themselves. So we could just never get fully back into the game. And I think the most we cut it down to was maybe about 16, and then they were able to push it back out. So it is what it is. We'll chalk this one up and head to Phoenix on Friday, man, hoping for revenge. But, you know, that Phoenix team is going to have something to play for after getting washed by the Atlanta Hawks, who put up 132 on them. So, you know, it's a tough one all the way around for the Knicks. But let's hear from the people tonight. Let's go Uptown Harlem World. Hector, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, CK? What's going on, CP?
What's up, bro?
And what's going on, Ashley? I just wanted to say, regarding tonight's game, I thought that for the most part, Denver just showed us that they were a way better team than us on the floor. I mean, from the beginning tip off, they just not just out-hustled us, but they kind of just game-planned and they showed why really the Western Conference is a more dominant conference than the East. But I was also going to tell you that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on the way Randle played tonight because, he was off early, but there's this thing about Randle that I'm a little concerned about. His play alone, it kind of concerns me only when, like, there's no difference. There's no lie that his transcendence on offense has been, like, unbelievable this year. Nobody saw this coming. But when we get to the playoffs, the refs aren't going to swallow the whistle.
Right.
So when he does that thing where he gets into tight defenses and he starts to swing his elbows, I mean, he catches somebody on the face, they're not going to be calling a normal common foul. They're going to be giving him flagrant. So I want to know how he handles double teams, and I just wanted to hear your guys' opinion on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen it time and time again with Julius is that when he's not getting the benefit of the whistle, it kind of takes him out of his game. And so, as you said, he's going to find those double teams more often as we get into the closeout, 6 games left. And as we head into the playoffs, you can expect more of that. He may not get the benefit of the doubt, especially on the road. So he's got to play through it. He's got to play through it, continue to play smart, make quick decisions, find his teammates. Nick's got to do a good job of moving off ball and getting into, you know, his vision so that he can find them. But overall, Julius just has to lock in. Tonight wasn't his night.
Yeah. I think also one thing with Julius, I think because he knows that he doesn't get certain calls or he has to fight for calls, I don't know if you've noticed it, but he's almost trying to, like, it's almost like an acting job, if you will, to try to make sure the ref sees what's happening. And it's almost, and that's a dangerous game to play because you can that can work against you, not for you. So it's like you're forcing, you know, the ref to be like, hey, look, he's all on me. But that could also backfire, like the caller said, and it can be called a flagrant or whatever on you. So I think he has to just let the game come to him and not worry about what calls he's going to get, what calls he's not going to get. Stop trying to think in the future and play in the present. And I think he has a bad habit of trying to force things
to
work
win it all.
In his favor because he knows that normally they don't. And it just kind of puts him in a mind cluster a little bit, and it affects the game.
Yeah, Julius Randle's allowed to have a game like this. I agree with everything you guys said, but also I felt like he was just out of it from the same way RJ Barrett was out with the foul calls from the time that everything was going their way, from technicals to the bad fouls. Because there was a period of time where there was fouls being called that I don't even remember what happened. Like we were slapping the ball and they called a foul on Taj's hand and this, then the third. So, you know, Julius Randle has always been one to get very frustrated very easily with a lot of those kind of plays. And tonight, where it just was just an avalanche of mistakes, an avalanche of things that were just going one way and it wasn't going the same way for him, where he got frustrated.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where it's like, you know what, it's not his game. Let him go. Take him out early. Like after that third quarter where you saw him try to force the issue towards the end of that quarter, it was like, let him out. Get him out. It's not happening. Because like Ashley said, the elbows started to come out. You know, he's trying to get a little
gotta lock over the top. In, man.
Yeah, because we had a perfect situation where we get an and-one play, and he's getting a technical foul. It's like, you could tell you
right, right. Like, the technical foul, come on, man. That's terrible timing. Like, what are you doing? Gotta lock in, man. Me and Kellerman talked about this weeks ago after the Nets game when he started wilding out. You have to lock in. This is new territory for him. He's going to start. He's playing in meaningful games now against good competition. They're going to be keying in on him. He's got to lock in. Has to lock in.
I think also, you know, it's important to remember that essentially, you know, for the majority of the season and even in the postseason as we start to enter that, a lot of the responsibility falls on Julius Randle's shoulders. And, you know, I think that sometimes you can lose sight of that because he does play well consistently, that when he has games where he's not at his, you know, his best performance, it's easy to kind of point the finger and say this and say that. And definitely there's room for improvement in his game, like we were just talking about. He can't allow – you know, the possibility of calls or not getting calls, you know, allow that to penetrate his mind and get in his brain deep enough that it's affecting his game. But, you know, you're going to have games like this where a lot of the responsibility falls on your shoulder. And even in the postseason, you're going to see not great performance from him. But that's why you have, you know, a Derrick Rose and an Emmanuel Quickley and an RJ Barrett, because they're supposed to be there to pick up the slack when your star, which right now is...
It was collectively, it was lousy for him. Just collectively.
Yeah, so it's just you have the guys who can kind of pick up the slack. And until Julius Randle gets that true number two, he's going to be... It's his responsibility to be number one. And that's just kind of the way the game
is
right now.
True story. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks postgame line presented by Manscaped, CP, Ashley Moore, CK2K. Tough loss. Knicks go down in the Mile High, 113-97. I want to salute some super chats that came in. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Everybody throw a PE, hashtag PE in the chat. He says, we know Joker and Embiid. We have zero matchup answers for it. That's a fact. Rivers would have gone razors in his grill. Malone is a system master. Tip said, we win or we learn. Malone is what made Joker an MVP and Murray. Yeah, that's definitely a fact, man. I did find it funny that even though Malone, you know, it was a good move by trying to exploit RJ early in that game, Aaron Gordon finished with like 0 points, bro.
Yeah, he didn't play well. Yeah, he did not.
I was like, whoa, I thought it was going to be a long night, but it was just one of those things, man. It's comical. I don't think I've ever seen a start like that with a team picking up three fouls in literally under 30 seconds. That had to be close to a record, bro. I got to look in the books. Has to be close to a record.
Yeah.
Shout out to DAJ5, sends a 5-pound super chat, so he's up late. Says Austin Rivers circled this game with tears in his eyes as soon as he signed with Denver. Not surprised by his game. I wanted the win with the smoke, so... Yeah, we all did. We all did, man. I didn't want Austin to get that revenge, but he got it.
He got it. 25.
Yeah. Ash, you were saying something?
I was going to say, you know, when we asked, you know, positive in this game, I'm trying to look at if there was any sign of optimism. And I will say that there was a moment or a few moments where the Knicks, you know, they fought. They didn't just kind of, you know, roll over and play dead. They did fight in small spurts. I don't think they took full advantage of the Nuggets going cold like they could have. They went cold and the Knicks got colder. So it didn't really go anywhere. It didn't really move the pendulum any which direction. But, you know, you saw some fight in the Knicks, and I think that's different than any Knicks team that we've seen in the past. Normally they just would be like, whatever, screw it. Like, you know, and I think that's awesome. And again, you lost to a really,
good team.
Chalk it up,
man.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't – you Chalk didn't lose up. To the Cleveland Cavaliers. Right. You lost to the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You got to take it and put it in perspective. I agree. Shout out Steve Vernison to $10 Super Chat. He said, all that Jokic, Campazzo, and Rivers are nice, but that's not what killed us. He says, the Knicks scored 12 points in the first quarter. Knicks won every quarter after that. Randall and Payton had 10 turnovers. Well, that's part of it. You know, like I said, Campazzo finished with five steals, fam. Jokic was protecting the rim. I mean, that energy – travels with you throughout the game. You know, you can't start off like that in their territory, haven't won in 15 years, and expect to win. You have to play close to a perfect game, and the Knicks just didn't do that. So I think, you know, we can't discredit what they did, because part of what they did is what knocked us out of the game early. Shout out Paul Robinson. He says, throw the whole game away. It was a scrimmage. So, salute to Paul. Yeah. Rare Edition said, Jokic was in MVP form early. Campazzo had a maestro game, and Crimea Rivers had us crying tonight. That's funny as hell. All to the next one, Knicks Nation. Salute to Rare Edition. Funny super chat of the night, no doubt about it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Say it from some people. Les is back. We got to go to Les early tonight. Les. We happy you have joined us, man. We happy you up and awake, bro. What's going on, bro?
I'm here.
I'm crying.
What's up, CP? What's up, man?
How you feeling, man? Les, what happened to you the other night, man? We got to talk, bro. What happened the other night, man?
Sorry.
Well, what happened was that, you know, I drive trucks, and I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was trying to hang. Oh. I was trying to hang after the next victories.
Yeah.
And I just fell asleep, man. Next thing you know, I woke up, I heard your moderator was like, Les, you there? You there? I was like, yeah, I'm live. He said, man, you missed your shot. Oh, man.
Yo, Les, it sounded like you were chopping down a whole forest, bro. It sounded like a chainsaw was going off in your crib, man.
They call you the Snorlax now in the chat.
Max, Les's new nickname is the Snorlax.
Oh, man, I got joked. I mean, everybody was joking me, clowning me. They saw the replay. I told them they saw. And they were clowning me and joking me, man. Especially that guy Angel. He's like, yo, he sound like a grizzly bear. Yeah. Wow.
what's going on, bro?
But it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. But I want to tell you, it's a tough loss tonight. It was a tough loss. But I look at that as just a fade.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Knicks ain't going nowhere. We're here. We got culture. We got a culture now. We are family. So that's what I'm excited about. It's been a long time coming. Since the Oakley, Mason, Ewing, Starks days, I just love this group here. It's a family atmosphere. I love it. I just love these Knicks, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate the call, Les. Glad you made it, man. And be safe on the road. Definitely be safe at work. Shout out to all the truck drivers out there working hard, all the Uber drivers, everybody working the late night shift, rocking with us. All right, so he had a good excuse, Ash. You know what I mean? He had work. The West Coast games are ending kind of late. Yeah, CK, you missed it, man. We went to Les two nights
That's
in a row.
So funny.
The first night, we just didn't get any answer. And then the second night, my man was, like, in the Matrix, bro. Yeah, like, three layers in. Like, he was in Inception, like solving a mystery, bro. Les was knocked out, man. But definitely shout out to Les. And we appreciate you joining us. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Yeah, man, tough loss, man. 113-97. Knicks go down. Another super chat came in. So to Money Mark S. He says, tough loss tonight, but still great times to be a Knicks fan. On to the next. Yeah, man. I think everybody's looking at it pretty positively. You know what
and
I mean?
And you already know what the narrative is going to be tomorrow and all these shows. Oh, the Knicks can only compete when the team they're competing against is not better than them and X, Y, and Z. And can the Knicks really compete in a playoff series?
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. You know, the Knicks aren't the real deal. This is what happens when they play a real basketball team. Like, you all already know what the conversation's going to be like, what these quote-unquote experts are going to say. Like, just brace yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's you know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So.
Shout out to King Matthews with a super chat. He says, the female ref got to chill with the whistle, and at least they shot below 40% from the field, and Jokic was just unstoppable, not going to lie. Clearly the MVP, and the Knicks will bounce back, of course, hashtag Knicks team. Yeah, Julius and that referee got into it. The calls were, you know, upside, you know, they were all over the place. It is what it is. It happens. But, again, you just got to fight through it. You just have to fight through it.
But here's the positive. Let me start this thing off with the positive. After everything I say, just know your New York Knicks are still the fourth-place team in the Eastern Conference. So we're going to start with that, have that bit of positivity before we talk about the rest. But with all that being said, like we mentioned briefly in the beginning, the one team that is on our trail who is literally a half a game behind us, the Atlanta Hawks, who are now 37-30, blew out the Phoenix Suns, the team that we play next. 135-103. I mention this because it's a similar situation that we saw go on with this Denver Nuggets team. Denver Nuggets had themselves a rough going. It was worse for them because they played a hobbling Lakers team that ended up blowing them out. So they came out hungry against us tonight, and we could see Phoenix Suns doing the same thing. But that is a game that we are looking forward to for Friday. But the Atlanta Hawks inch a little bit closer to us as they win their game. Now they're a half a game behind us in the standings, but we're still – we're sitting strong at number four in the Eastern Conference. Looking at the other games, a lot of blowouts tonight. Boston, another team that's right behind us, they blew out the Orlando Magic 132-96. They, you know, we have a nice enough lead for where we're at in the fourth seed, but Boston is still on the rise, 35-31. Anything can happen. All of us have, what, about six games left in the season, so anything can happen. So Boston's still in the hunt for that one as well. Milwaukee narrowly beats the Washington Wizards. I had my eye on that one for my guy, like Angel and others.
Brody and them, Brody and them was turning up, man. I thought they were going to win that game.
At the right time, too. So, yeah, I don't know who's going to be playing them in the play-in if they make it into that play-in. But the Wizards, they're no joke right now. They're getting hot at the right time. A lot like us, they're hot at the right time. And that's what you need in this time of the season, you know what I mean? And then looking at anybody else that we really need to pay attention to, I saw the Dallas game play tonight. And, you know, everything else was a lot of Western Conference stuff. Yeah. But all the teams that were supposed to win tonight and that we wanted to lose tonight, they won the game tonight while we got blown out tonight. But it's okay because, like I said at the start, we are the fourth seed. And like Ashley said, we handle business when we were supposed to handle business. And because of that, we were able to survive a loss like tonight and be able to recoup and recover when we play against Phoenix and then the two L.A. squads. So that's how it ended off for us tonight. But a lot of blowouts tonight, man.
A lot of
blowouts. And guys, it was actually 200-plus likes. I didn't refresh. But still hit that thumbs up because it was over 800.
Now, mine was, mine was down with you. I maybe have to restart refresh, too.
Yeah,
mine was at
60. It
could have
been a glitch. Okay. Could have been a YouTube glitch.
I apologize. Yeah. But still hit that thumbs up button because it's still not up to par, but it wasn't in the 60.
There we go,
As we look at the remaining strength of schedule, now this thing kind of fluctuates a little bit here and there as teams win and lose, obviously, but Atlanta right now sitting with the easiest remaining schedule. Five games left. They play the Rockets, the Magic, the Wizards twice. Hopefully Brody and them turn up. And the Pacers. Easiest schedule remaining. Rockets, Magic, Wizards twice, Pacers. If you look at Boston, they have the sixth easy schedule, including games against the Timberwolves, the Cavs, and the Bulls. Still got to play us. Remember, Knicks versus Boston is going to be a critical game, last game of the season, and they got to play the Heat twice. All right? They got to play the Heat twice. So as we look at that, Miami sitting in 18th.
Same record, too.
Same record. Yep. So, again, this West Coast trip is tough, man. This West Coast trip is definitely tough, and the Knicks, even though tonight's loss was you know, not necessarily expected, but obviously a tough one. The Knicks got to try to sneak out at least one more on this trip. because they go back home against the Spurs, the Hornets, and then the Celtics. All right, let's try the Discord again. King Deej is gone. All right, let's try Joseph from Brooklyn. I'm going to you, Joseph. Looks like the Discord should be back up. Joseph, are you there?
Yo, CP.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
First off, let me just say this. Win or loss, make sure you hit that like.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Protocol. You know the vibes.
Ashley, CK, was good with y'all. CK, I haven't been able to call in, but I'm glad you're using that green screen to good use, man. I like that. But with this game, we knew what was going to happen with Jokic. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
I talked about it last game. Nerlens Noel and Taj, they had a big assignment.
Yeah.
To use one of Ashley-isms, we had Austin Rivers making us look like the jealous boyfriend that the ex-girlfriend posted on IG with a new man. And making us look terrible on IG. Like, yeah. I wasn't understanding. Like, where was this when he was in New York?
It happens. It definitely happens.
Yeah, it was there for the Jazz game, and then where was it the rest? Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But some good spots. I mean, Derrick Rose is just consistent. Like, yeah, he was giving us some good offense, and it just wasn't able to translate. And Julius Randle and RJ, I mean, we love them, but when games like this happen, they got to step up. But, I mean, we knew what this game was going to be, and – you know, we just got to look towards the Suns. Hopefully we get that revenge game on them. And, I mean, that's all I got to say for this game, man.
No doubt.
Hope you have a good night. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate y'all. And make sure you hit that like button.
Of course, bro. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Observing protocol. Shout out my guy, man. Yeah, put it in perspective, you know. It is what we expected it to be. Got to bounce back Friday against a Suns team who got worked tonight.
And you know what? I'm gonna go and say, like, and this may be a crazy take, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I don't really believe in. I know what the probability. I know what the numbers are statistically, but call me crazy. I don't believe in this whole tough, easy schedule thing. This is the NBA. Anything can happen. I've seen some of the best teams lose to some of the worst teams. I've seen some of the worst teams beat some of the best teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's. I understand the math behind it. I understand the logistics.
Yeah, probability.
I understand the probability behind it. But look, you go out there and you play competitive basketball. I don't care who odds are to beat who. Like, you go out there and you play your game. And if you stick to your game for the Knicks of defense, I don't think that any of these games are impossible or going to be difficult to win.
It's not necessarily impossible.
But – I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that's, you know, you can't have that mentality this deep in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily impossible, but you're playing the best teams in the West right now.
Of course.
You're playing the top four teams of the West.
Let's keep it a buck. The Suns are a better team than the Hawks. They lost tonight.
Yeah.
Anything can happen on a road trip.
Anything can happen. But remember when we talked to Meta, you said, listen, at this stage of the season, a lot of these teams are packing up for vacation. Houston Rockets being one of them. You know, Pacers are in trouble. Magic. Well, we'll see.
Look out for because they don't have anything to play for. They're just out here trying to ruin people's season.
It's possible. So. But we'll stay optimistic, man, like Angel says. We'll certainly stay optimistic. 6 games left to play, and let's take it to Phoenix. Angel's up next. What's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
What up, bro? How you doing?
Man, it's just one of them games. But first things first, what's up, my boy, CK2K? How you feeling, bro?
Smooth. Rough one, but we're going to move on.
And to the queen, how you feeling? How you feeling, queen?
I'm okay. I'm sad now that we lost.
It's okay, but this is why I'm here. This is why I am the ghost simp, your king, your future husband. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make everybody smile. So first thing first, man, stop playing and hit that thumbs up for y'all boys.
Yeah,
like, y'all need to stop playing. Like, come on now. Y'all gotta do better than that. And
facts.
You know, shout out to up for Peyton, man. You're the first one to hit free agency before the season is even over, man. Because with the Knicks signing that guard, you know, you're done. So I can't wait till you're out of here. And you know, shout out to Austin Rivers, man. I mean, you play one good game the whole year and you think you're not. You're still garbage. You're still trash, so, you know, you ain't going to win anything anyway, so you can hold this L, too. But, listen, man, first, you know, I'm going to get to my facts, and then I know you got some extra callers, but, you know, granted, you know, we didn't play that well tonight. You know, like, the offense was just in and out. You know, some moments it was good, but most of the time it was just bad, you know. And granted, you know, Denver didn't really hit a lot of threes, but they were so in tune that, you know, they just hit timely buckets. You know, every time we made a run, they were just making threes. So, you know, it was tough, you know, and it was making me, you know, it was making me mad, I'll be honest. But, I mean, damn, like, the officiating was just terrible. I mean, granted, we wouldn't have won this game anyway because we just played terrible. But, I mean, damn, I mean, the first 28 seconds, there was three fouls and a tech in 28 seconds. This game was over before it even hit 5 minutes into the game. I'm like, bro. And then what made it worse was Denver shot over 20 free throws in the first half. I mean, how you going to win that?
Yeah.
I mean, damn, like it's just crazy. And granted, we didn't play good, you know, but, I mean, damn, like, are you kidding me? And then, you know, we got Irene by the 64-43. You're not going to win no games giving up 18 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
Yeah.
You know, we gave up 46 points in the point. And, you know, granted, you know, this ain't a loss, man. This is a lesson learned. Denver is what we want to be, and we're on the rise. Granted, you know, we can't win every game. But at the end of the day, this is a learned lesson, man. We're going to get better, or we need to come back from this, you know. And my last point. You know, it took us 18 games. Out of all the games that we have lost, it took us 18 games to lose by double digits. So, you know, this loss right here, it doesn't happen often. So we need to keep our head up, stay positive, and it's on the Phoenix. And you know what, man? I want revenge on Phoenix, man.
Gotta
but thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate y'all. Love
appreciate
y'all. Hit that thumbs up. To Papa Lev, I got to give you a shout-out. He going to make that song. The Ghost Synth Anthem, so I'm waiting for that. You know what I'm saying? And Jay Boogie, my boy, hold it down, y'all.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, bro. Yeah, man. Knicks that anthem is catching fire, bro. Even the Knicks, even the Knicks were promoting it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Reggie Bullock was going in on it.
Reggie Bullock was repping it, and then I think the Knicks like retweeted it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knicks show more love to the Knicks at Anthem than they do Knicks Fan TV, but that's neither here nor there.
I didn't even know that. I missed that.
That's neither here nor there.
Let me look it up.
That's the homie song, CK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, hey,
you
know, we'll take it indirectly, you know, a hockey assist. I'll take a hockey assist.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Jokes. But anyway, salute to Angel. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag. No one will shout you guys out. Let's get back to the phones. Here we go. King Deej in the building. DJ, what's going on, man? We got the Discord back popping, bro. I thought we was going to get you in HD, man. But nevertheless, you're on the phones, loud and clear.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's just a bad night. So just chalk it up to
just
a bad
one
night.
Of those, man. Yeah.
I mean, Angel already said everything that I was going to say, but run it up anyway. Even though my man Angel said it, run it up, hit that thumbs up.
Hit that
we
thumbs
stay
up.
Connected together. Listen, man, it was if y'all was sleep on the Joker before, because I watch all these games, I'm a fan of the A, like in general. Obviously, the Knicks is a team, but I watch all these games, man. Joker, he the real deal, and he said it after that Laker game. He was upset that he got smoked by AD, so you already knew he was going to come out like gangbusters, man. But I'm going to say this one thing. That first 40 seconds of that game was very political.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. That was very political.
It was suspect.
Because that set a tone. 100%. That set a tone for the Knicks to not be able to play the way they wanted to. Because everything is, you know, they got to reserve themselves after getting three. I've never seen a coach get a tech for just speaking his mind in the first 40 seconds. That was crazy. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is. Joker's the MVP. I mean, going forward, we got to worry about Phoenix because they got embarrassed by Atlanta. So we got to see which one of us looks more ready for war after getting embarrassed. Is it us or is it Phoenix? So we're going to find out. But as far as everybody, like I heard earlier while I was on the Discord listening, and it is a little – this is a little – I'm a little concerned with one thing. I'm not going to knock him because Randall has been – he's been out of this world this whole season. But he do get a little bit out of control when it comes to the complaining. And, I mean, CK said it best when I was on the hold. Like, when when the playoffs come around and the game slows down and everybody's reaching on your shoulders and your back, they're not going to call that, bro. You got to play through that. And he's learning, though. So yeah. The same way I'm going to say that, I'm going to say he's learning. He's never been here before.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tim said it perfectly. We either win or we learn. You either win or you learn. So today was learning. It's all right. Chalk it up, man. That Denver team, if Jamal Murray never got hurt the minute they got Aaron Gordon, that team could really, really, really cause problems, not only to the West, but they could give a run for their money based on their matchups with Brooklyn. Like, I don't see anybody in Brooklyn guarding Joker.
No. Yeah, but to be honest, they got to get it out the West first, though, because the Lakers smacked them up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The Joker's dice, but AD's is kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? That's just real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because AD's a two-way. He plays both sides. He has a difficulty dealing with speed. But, you know, it's therapeutic, guys. Just take it easy. Breathe. We come back on Friday. I'm going to let y'all, the big three, I'm going to let y'all handle it, man. I'm out.
Appreciate you, bro. Have a good weekend, man. Check you Friday.
That's a good point, though. Listen, the Suns got embarrassed, but we got embarrassed, too. So who feels worse about it? That's
right. We're going to do something about it.
Who got the biggest chip on their shoulder about it? Yeah. Biggest chip wins. So.
100%. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks go down 113-97 against the Denver Nuggets. I see some spies in the chat, man. I think I see some Phoenix Sun spies in the chat. The Valley Podcast is in the chat trying to spy on the competition. They're getting their scouting reports in early. They want to see what's going on. Okay. How many people we got?
Guard Elfrid Payton.
Guard Elfrid Payton.
Double up Elfrid Payton.
CP3's in trouble. All right. Elfrid's coming with a chip on his shoulders. You better.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Watch out. Report that on the podcast, Valley Podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
I'm not embarrassed because we played last night in OT.
Who said that?
The Valley Podcast.
They said what?
Suns got embarrassed because we played last night in OT.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Sounds like excuses.
That plays a part. But they said they respected Knicks. All right. So, no doubt. There you go, man. There you go. So, salute to everybody in the chat. I see Papa Left on the line. We're going to go to Papa Left to close. So, Papa Left, just hang tight. Let's go back to Belize. Peter's loving this Discord thing, man. Peter, what's going on, man? How you doing, bro? Peter, going once?
Nope, I'm not going once. I was just trying to pull my best list out.
All right, no doubt. What's going on, brethren? How you doing, man?
Good night, man, or good morning.
Yeah.
To you guys, it's still night over here.
Mm-hmm.
Tough one, man. Three road games in 5 nights, and then you go to the Mile High thin air. I know a lot of you guys are putting a lot of emphasis on the loss that the Nuggets had against the Lakers and that motivated Jokic. But don't you think it was more motivation that, you know, Julius Randle, Player of the Month, I believe, talking about, you know, sneaking into the top five for MVP right now, and, you know, if we continue this trajectory that we're on, that he could, you know, sneak, you know, just hypothetically or a long shot from winning the whole MVP. I'm wondering if he just saw Randall and like, okay, I'm going to show you that this MVP race is locked up and I'm the MVP for this year.
Yeah, could have been bulletin Hello? Board. Yeah, it could have been bulletin board material, but you know, Jokic, he's going to show up more times than that. So, regardless.
You know, Randall was really out of it, man. Knicks made a run. I think we had it to about 16. RJ went to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, and he got a technical.
He gets a tech.
You know, like
he can't do that, man.
He gets a tech, and then at the I don't know how we get a tech between quarters, like to start the fourth quarter.
And
I
mean,
we got a technical as well.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole game was just weird. Like the real highlight of this night was Capitals and Rangers, the fight at the opening puck. That was us.
Oh,
like
it was just
a weird night. I think Capitals won 3-1 or they were up 3-1 or something like that, but that fight was just epic at the beginning of the game. But that was the kind of fight that I was wanting to talk about, Nets versus Knicks, with all this New Yorker bullshit with Harden and then making fun of us. Really wanted to talk about that, but then we have to talk about this lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It was tough, man. I appreciate the call, Peter, man. It's a family show, Ash. You know what I'm saying?
It kept going.
Yeah.
Man,
my man is out in Belize, with the cool breeze. Family show, Peter. No, but we get it, man. You know, it was a tough night. We wanted to have the bragging rights. Boy, can't win them all, man. Knicks came into this game winning 12 or 13, Mm-hmm. You give them a mulligan. It happens. Mm-hmm. As Wally said in the beginning of MSG's telecast, it's hard to play in Denver to get used to the altitude when you first start in the game out. And it just seemed collectively, no matter who it was, starters, bench, they just seemed a step slower than the Nuggets, gassed early.
Yep.
And everything it was a comedy of errors, Murphy's Law game, man. Everything that could go wrong went wrong for them. And that's just how the whole thing played out, That's just how it played out. In other news, though, the Knicks did make some moves today, CK and Ash, because one Luka Vildoza is coming to MSG, folks. The Knicks have made it official. Signing Luka Vildoza out of Argentina, from Argentina, played for Baskonia out of the Eurobasket, and averaged 10 points, 3 assists this past season, 37% shooting from 3 on 25 minutes a game, 25 years old. Knicks go ahead and lock him up to a 4-year, I believe, $13 million deal. Only 1 year is guaranteed, 3 years non-guaranteed. So I came on earlier, reported the news, and just gave my reaction to it. And just real quick, once again, I think it was a smart, savvy move by the Knicks, using their remaining salary cap space to get this guy in this year rather than next, so they can start next offseason with a clean slate in terms of, going out and pursuing free agents. And this is a guy that they can evaluate, CK, just a guy that they can take a look at from the Olympics, Summer League. Well, if he plays in the Olympics, you can count out Summer League. But Olympics, training camp, and going forward, could be another option that we bring into the rotation.
25 years old too, man. Like he's young. I was hearing that a lot of other teams were looking at him. A lot of other teams were looking to make that move.
Woj said he would have been one of the hottest free agents.
Yes.
Pursuits this offseason.
Yeah, and for the deal that we got him on to, everything you just mentioned, like we have the head start, because he's going to be going into the Olympics. He's most likely going to be playing. He's one of the key players that's going to be playing. But yeah, he's a hot commodity over there, and I like the deal that we have him on, the 1+3. If he does end up panning out, we have him for the 4 years. I like him. You know, he does everything I ask for. You know, I talk about Lonzo Ball to death all the time. I bring him up, but it's because I love pass first guards and that can shoot, and that's exactly what this kid does. Everyone I ask about, like, yo, I gotta do my research. But for those who know, let me know. And that's the first thing everyone says. And from what I've seen, that's exactly what he does. And I feel like that's a huge need. So if this is something that can benefit us long term, we probably won't see him this year because of just everything going on. We probably won't see him until next year, which is fine. But I'm excited about it. This could be a nice little steal for us for the cheap, and then who knows what could be for the future. 25 years old, I'm with it, man. Take a gamble. And like you said, we only use the money that we had left over, so why get mad at it? You know, I think it was a good signing.
Low risk, high reward. Ash, what do you think?
And he can shoot. You know, that's exactly. You know, you need shooting help on the Knicks. Like everything CK said, plus he can shoot. So and he's Argentinian, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of Argentinian basketball players. I like the way they play ball down there. So it's like Pablo Prigioni 2.0.
Facts. And yeah, you know, as we said, you know, the Argentinians have had great success in the NBA. Obviously, Ginobili was a megastar. You had Luis Scola coming over. You had Delfino. You had Nocioni. Prigioni played for us. You know, he came over at a very mature age in terms of basketball, but came in, made a spark right away on Knicks tape. I remember when Prigioni used to pick people up at half court, used to get those steals off the inbound, or used to get those quick steals in the half court. So he was a pesky player. We saw Campazzo tonight destroy the Knicks. So I think, you know, at the very least, Phil Dozier will come in and play good team ball. Scouting report says he's a good pick and roll player. As a matter of fact, I do have the scouting report right here because exclusive to Knicks Fan TV. Shout out my guy Jason Filippi over there in Italy, but he scouted Vildoza. He scouts the Eurobasket quite extensively. He sent us a telegram and said that he likes Vildoza. He said, I like him, but I don't love him in the sense that sent a telegram, yes. I like him, but I don't love him in the sense that I like him for a good European team, but not as much for the NBA. He said he's another line of proud tradition of tough Argentinian point guards who have done well in Europe. Think of Pablo Prigioni with less savvy but a bit more scoring shooting ability. He said he's more of a slasher than a shooter, but his three-point shot has improved a lot since coming to Europe. He has a strong build, decent athlete for a Euro guard, gritty, hard-nosed defender, creative passer who is a good pick-and-roll player. I think he has just average talent but makes up for it with toughness and hard play. He has a knack for making big shots, including an exciting game-winning buzzer beater in last year's Spanish League Finals. So there that is. A lot of similar traits. You know, tough defense, plays the pick-and-roll, can knock down the three. Sounds like a guy that should do well with Tom Thibodeau. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry, the Valley Podcast still in our chat, but they say he looks so nice on offense, he must be terrible on defense.
Hey, the scouting report says he's a tough defender, tough green defender.
That's what I was hearing
too,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. Shout out Paul Quick in the chat. He says he can shoot, pass, finish at the rim, and defend. What's not to like? Great signing. So shout out to Paul Quick. And for those, a lot of people are asking whether he's going to come for the playoffs. Early indications state that he's not. They say that between COVID and immigration protocols, plus, you know, the COVID period that you got to sit out, not likely that he would come in here and just jump right into the playoffs. I think that would be kind of crazy, you know, to expect him to get into a groove with the team in the thick of a dogfight. So, again, this is off season and beyond. But as I say, with this Knicks team building and building through the margins, but they're competing, you're looking at draft picks in the 20s, you got to look for diamonds in the rough. Turn over every stone. That's why you get your scouts out there, your Walt Perrins and so on. And you got to find these guys off the beaten path. And you just never know what you might come up with in terms of, you know, rounding out solid role players. So that's what Vildoza, we can expect with Vildoza.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So good job by the Knicks there in getting that done. Okay, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. We have some unread super chats, so we'll definitely get to that by the end of the show as well. And on the phones we have, let's go to Ansel from Jamaica. Ansel, what's going on?
Yeah, KP, big up, man. You know what I mean? Big up to the chat.
Yo, big up, Brethren. Welcome.
All Knicks fans, you don't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Where you at, bro? Where are you checking in from?
Yeah, Jamaica, man. You see?
Yeah, which part?
Yeah. St. Thomas, Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Big up. Yo, KP, you know, say the Knicks, right? I want for them to get Whiteside and Westbrook, man. Westbrook could rebound. Westbrook played James Harden and all those guys tough. Okay, I think Westbrook could be the man at point guard. Get Derek Rose off the bench. On the white side, we need a big body center like Whiteside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, Brad. Hello? I mean, that would be more so next year, though, Brethren, because, you know, the trade deadline and
Westbrook,
everything is finished.
Westbrook rebound, you play fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take a shot, you pass the ball a lot.
Yeah. No, I get
you. Remember that team with that team with Carmelo, Paul George?
Yeah.
And Oklahoma?
Yeah, Westbrook, yeah.
That team was built to beat the Warriors, right? And they dominated the Warriors in a couple games, right? Right?
Yeah.
And they just need to run it back for the next year, and they built the team up. That's why they were successful. So we need Westbrook, and we need a Whiteside. You know what I mean?
All right. Appreciate the call, Brethren. Everybody throw Jamaican flag in the chat, man. Big up Ansel checking in. He calling in all the way from Jamaica, long distance. St. Thomas, everybody big up in Jamaica for real. Throw a flag in the chat. He said he wanted Westbrook and Whiteside.
I will literally sit here on this live stream with the two of you and pluck my eyelashes out before I see Hassan Whiteside.
I think Whiteside might be finished.
And pluck one eyelash out at a time before I ever see that man on a team that I support. Heck no.
Where's Whiteside right now? He's with the Kings still, right?
Sacramento, where he needs to stay. Yeah. He doesn't need to come over here. It's okay.
Yeah, Whiteside is in Sacramento. Brody's having a great year, though, man. The other night, forget this night against Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. What was the night? He dropped a 20-assist, 20-rebound, triple-double. Brody's he's finishing out the year well, man. He's trying
to locked
get Washington
in
the playoff.
What's his contract?
He's super locked in. He's probably making like 40-something, 40 a year.
Happening.
Yeah, no, I don't. The Knicks aren't going to trade for him. They're definitely not going to trade for him, but, you know. Hey, my man threw a couple names in the ring, man. It is what it is, man.
Westbrook, I was advocating at one
he's
point,
got some
so
vision.
I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
But Hassan Whiteside, hell to the nah, nah, nah.
Yeah, man. Big up, Ansel checking in from JA. We got a lot of Jamaican flags in the chat. Big up DJ Just Jordan, Stevie Clark. What's going on? Shasha Main International. What's going on? Justin Allen, how you feeling? Update TUENT. What's going on? We got Richard Williams in here. What's good, Brethren? You know, Jamaica's in there heavy, man. Jamaica's in there heavy. My aunt told me, man, she was spreading the word down there like crazy, but I didn't know it was this deep, man. But I checked the analytics and like Jamaica's like we always obviously US is where we index at, but Australia's heavy, Germany, Philippines obviously, but Jamaica's right there.
Making
right
the comeback.
There, yeah. Jamaica's making a comeback, man.
100%. I love Jamaica, one of my favorite places. I've been multiple times.
Yeah, of course. Everybody else, man, throw your cities, throw your countries in the chat. We'll shout you guys out for sure. And definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. Tough loss, but, you know, we get through it, get to Friday, and get back to our winning ways. Closing the show tonight, Papa Left, the Knicks set. King, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? Oh, man. Shout out to CK. Welcome back. Shout out to Ashley.
That's good, bro.
Shout out to CP. And shout out to everybody in the chat on Discord. On a personal tip for supporting.
Yep.
That's crazy, crazy support. Like, Reggie Bullock was definitely smoking the loud pack yesterday and just like,
crazy.
Yo, heroes, come over here real quick.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yo, so tonight I got called by the front desk because I was making too much noise. The point of the game, if anybody wants to guess, you got a second. The point of the game was when Elfrid Payton gave up two straight threes, okay, two straight threes to Rivers and then Harrison off of just, like, losing sight of his man for absolutely no reason.
No reason.
And then did the most inexplicable, I don't know what it was, it's for a half-court steal.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing? Like, I just let that one out. My neighbor called.
Sent him to the bench quick fast, and that was all
terrible.
You heard from him.
Nerlens Noel gets the ball of the game for me. Like, the dude is guarding the MVP of the NBA. He's on a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
And
it looked like he got hurt some
whatever,
more tonight, man.
Whatever
Jermichael –
whatever Jermichael Green was smoking, the Knicks need to take that, combine that with the game film, roll it
he
up.
Tried.
Just, he really tried him.
Yeah, he should just really just roll that up in one and just, you know, on my football team when we had a bad game, we used to take the tape and physically bury it.
Yeah.
And I feel like tonight is one of those nights. But like you guys said, with it's like you either win or you learn. I wanted to point out just a couple points of the season that had nothing to do with basketball but had to do with the winning culture. Starting ironically with Austin Rivers saying that this team is not a losing team, we're a winning team. When we were 5-8,
mm-hmm. yeah,
then Derrick Rose, when he responded to Mitchell Robinson's injury live on TV, another Derrick Rose instance where he's getting mad love from World Wide West, and World Wide West is all over the place hugging up on Tibbs,
mm-hmm.
And then also the Big Three moment, where Bullock is confident enough to stand next to Randall, and Randall's like, we got a big Bullock's, we got a big five, and Randall's like, no, we got a big 15. So it's like, in the past, a 20-point loss on the road versus a 20-point loss on the road this year, they're two different games. In the past, it's like, well, we just have to get competitive. You know, we have to find a way to be competitive and make it a game. But tonight it had a different learning curve, because tonight it was, all right, you got the slam cover, you got everybody on you now, and you got steamrolled in the first quarter and could never fight your way back.
Yeah.
So now you need to know that you're a marked team and people
yeah.
are coming out from the jump matching
yeah.
your intensity. How
yeah.
are you going to react to that?
Sure.
And if you remember the movie by Adam Sandler with Click, he would just like autopilot through all like the frustrating parts like of his life, and like he missed all of it, and he missed like all the like the things that he thought was miserable. Like, as a Knicks fan, trust me, you're not gonna miss that. Like, we actually got through a rebuild with a fast forward button, like a 3-4 year
looks,
rebuild
looks
with a fast forward button.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we're actually way ahead of schedule. I really want to take one of these games out of the West Coast trip, this versus Suns, Lakers, and Clippers. Tonight, you can't just get out of this game and not be afraid of how we look tonight. So I'm really looking forward to coming out strong in the next game. Shout out to everybody, and great job as always. All 72, we in here.
Yes, sir. We in here, man. So Papa Left. Everybody throw a five in the chat. Thought that was
yes,
a five-star
sir.
Call. Salute to Papa Left for calling in. Always contributing with good takes. Yeah, put it in perspective, man. Salute to Papa Left.
Yeah, Elfrid Payton, man. God.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And it's crazy. I was giving him, and I feel like this happens every time, I was giving him his credit because, let's be real, he was helping push that little run that we
yeah,
had in that
did.
Third quarter.
He did.
And then, but he, in perfect Elfrid Payton fashion, he gives
give,
and he
give
takes
it and
away.
Giveth and he taketh away, man.
Golly.
Giveth
yeah.
and taketh away. I told my guy Sean Shepard the same exact thing, bro.
Man.
Giveth and taketh away, you know.
Nice steal,
yeah.
fast break,
nice
yeah,
steal,
all
bro.
These things. And all of a sudden, two
yep.
threes where he just looking around like the Tasmanian.
Yeah.
They're like, who's my man? Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Lost
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
Lost him in the quickness. So.
This is my surprise thing.
Ash, let's shout out some people in the chat, man. We didn't get you and TK to shout people out tonight. Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Shout out to my
Shout out to some of the country, the people throw their cities in the chat, but you might have to scroll up, though. You might have missed
okay.
it.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, shout out to my girl Cynthia Wolf holding it down.
Cynthia's in the building.
Cynthia is in the building. All right, let's see what we got here. Germany's in the building.
Nice.
We got Puerto Rico in the building.
All right.
We got Haiti in the building. Ça passe. We have Canada in the building. Much love for Canada,
love,
home of
love.
My nine god.
Yeah, yeah.
Where else? Ooh, Sierra Leone in the building.
Nice.
One of my favorite Kanye West songs, by the way. Just want to put that out there. The
mm-hmm.
remix with Jay-Z, one of my favorite. Diamonds Are Forever. Just
mm-hmm.
want to put that out there.
The remix, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Remix is tough.
Of course.
Shout out to, Palestine in the building
as well.
Shout out to Jared, shout out to Stevie, shout out to DJ Thunder, and shout out to everybody kicking it, all 831
yeah,
of
man.
You. The real Knicks fans are in
the real ones, the real ones.
Facts.
You know, yeah, the real ones.
When we're losing.
Yeah, AL Pal sent the super chat. He said the casuals ain't here anymore. So
yeah.
we know the vibes. CK, what about you, man? Who you want to shout out in the chat tonight?
I know we mentioned them a few times, but they've been dropping some gems throughout the entire stream. So shout out again to the Valley Podcast.
Yeah, shout out to the Valley
Podcast. Suns versus Knicks 2021 Finals. Well, we're down for it if y'all are down for it.
Yeah,
let's get it.
They came in peace, so we show them some love. They came
right,
in peace.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out Paul Quick. I saw my man, as always, Jalen Julius. Got to give you a shout out. You're always saying what's good. I'm seeing Justin Allen. I'm trying to look for cities, but I don't think I went high enough. But Vegan X coming from Australia, Estonia.
Nice. Vegan X, yeah.
Right. Yeah, everyone talking about the real ones are here. We show up for the wins, the losses. Nice. That's what I'm talking about, all 72. I love it. Rare edition, hashtag all 72. I'm seeing my man Knicks Man. Shout out to Knicks
Man.
Yeah,
shout out Knicks Man. He was in the chat earlier today, too, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he was in my stream just right before this one. Nice. Came right over. I love it. That's dedicated. What I'm talking about. Support dedicated. All the way around. I love it. And then shout out to the original man. I love it. All the support that we're going. It's a tough game, and this is why I love to see the real ones showing up, understanding that this is just a piece of the mission. We got a longer, we got a whole journey to finish. We got a few more games to go. We'll take this loss and move on to the next one.
I'm the only one who didn't. Oh, shout out to Trinidad also.
Trinidad in here. Shout out Trinidad.
And Trinity thing.
Yeah,
you're the only one who didn't get attacked, or not attacked, but you're the only one that Michael Rappaport hasn't stepped to yet, because he was coming at me and CP yesterday.
Yeah, so this fool hit me up after the game. I said I don't even have time for this clown, man.
Twitter beef with me, he lost. Tried to get into some Twitter beef with CP, lost. So you might be next on the hit list. He couldn't try to get James to want some beef, but he can't go toe-to-toe with us. Just know that much.
We need to contact Raid and get some human strength Raid bug spray. My man, he just can't go away,
human
man.
Strength Raid.
We need to call up Raid.
Have to pull that man's card and tell him about himself on stage today. So
you ain't gonna find me because I ain't got nothing to ever say about him because I'm done talking about him for years.
Fraud, rat.
You ain't gonna find me.
On the fact that he was on Undisputed.
Yeah.
Perpetrating a fraud, talking about his Knicks. Nah, they're not your Knicks, sir. Yeah. You slithered your way over to Brooklyn. You need to stay in Brooklyn.
Complete fraudulence.
You at the building.
Complete fraudulence.
And now you kind of slither on back. No,
yeah. Then they bring him on as the Knicks super fan.
But here's the thing, man. Ain't nobody going to Undisputed for any kind of Knicks anything. So
it's theatrics.
Shannon hopped on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah. Let me play the Shannon clip. Great segue.
I saw what Shannon said. I got a whole video for all
this. Let me play this Shannon,
right.
Shannon clip
for the
people here. Let me play this fool.
Atlanta, which is the 5 seed currently. Yes, you can beat them, but that's where the buck stops. You're not beating Milwaukee. You're not beating Philly. You're not beating the Brooklyn Nets. And you talk about, we don't celebrate anything. First of all, when you haven't eaten in a long time, you don't complain about the meal that you get. You're just happy that you got a meal. Just be happy you're in the playoffs. You over there talking about, we going to win a ring. You're not winning anything, Michael Rappaport, okay?
First off.
I'm going to call KD on first you, off. Shannon.
Exactly. KD was right. Secondly,
I'm gonna put KD on you, Shannon.
Secondly, no Knicks fan was ever claiming that we on the road to the finals. Yeah, we might have a couple sprinkled in callers here and there, but they're more optimistic. The realistic Knicks fan knows what is going on with this season. We are playing with house money. So Shannon Sharpe is getting on this show and fronting like the Knicks fan is just some type of arrogant person. Yes, we're happy with where we are. You know what I'm saying? But we're playing with house money, man. We got an MVP candidate. We got a most improved player candidate. We got a rookie of the year candidate, coach of the year, sixth man of the year, sophomore of the year. They don't even have one of those. But I'm going to give RJ some anyway because he's been playing well. He bounced back. You know what I'm saying? But then they prop up Michael Rappaport as like the face of
fan base. That's all they can get. They can't get Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
They're contracted with the ESPN. So who else can
it's
they find?
But
they real fan.
First of all, Stephen A. Smith's hands aren't clean in this either.
Okay. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying he's the only other loudmouth mainstream media Knicks fan that's out there that they can try and get to, but they're not going to get him because he's contractual with ESPN. So they ain't going to get a real Knicks fan. They ain't going to come out and get Ashley Moss. They ain't going to come out and get CP. They ain't going to come out and get
They get a rat. Like
that's what I'm saying. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. It was either him or Oakley. That's who they're going to go to. That's what it is.
Why are you so bothered?
Listen,
are you mad?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Why is he so bad?
Yeah, why is he so mad?
It's so funny.
I love this narrative because James Harden goes ahead and crops us out of the New Yorker cover. And, you know, Shannon Sharpe went undisputed dissing us. And Michael Rappaport called us trash or what? Oh, a show. Okay, family show, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, family show. Good job.
And now all of a sudden, now he's trying to slither on back. Now, all of a sudden, we're hitting all these main topics and all this stuff. It's like, why are you bothered? If we're so irrelevant, like everybody likes to claim, and we're not a threat, like everybody likes to claim, why are you so mad? Are you mad? Like, do you need a hug? Like, for someone who's so irrelevant, for a team that's so irrelevant, that doesn't stand a chance, y'all really seem pressed about what we got going on.
Exactly in pressed.
Dropping us out of magazine covers. You're throwing shots at us on national television. Like, leave us alone, because we're good. Like, you seem pressed. Like, you seem upset.
Super pressed, like, man. I told him, instead of bringing Michael Rappaport, bring me on that show. You know what I'm saying?
But they're not going to do that. They don't want a real fan. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why they can't get Stephen A. Smith, because they know he's the loudest fake fan, so they can't get him.
They don't want the smoke, CK.
That's what they want.
They don't want the smoke like I give Kellerman on a weekly basis, bro.
Listen, in the words...
That's the only thing that's undisputed. It's not a watch show. That's what's undisputed.
Yeah.
What did Hope say? What you make doesn't... What you eat doesn't make me blank.
Right.
Like... What you eat doesn't make me crap.
Yeah.
So, like,
same, bro.
So, tell that man, bring me on that show instead of them Black and Miles. You're going to be smoking backwards out the pack. Straight.
I saw that.
No filler.
That pack,
no, Henny. He's going to be on that E&J when I'm done with him. Forget about it. Spark him up quickly. But it is what it is, man. All this entertainment and theatrics.
Yeah.
One more thing that I find hilarious is I love when Rappaport.
He's a rat.
Loves to try to throw around the fact that he has photos and like gifs with guys who haven't played for the New York Knicks in 20, 30 years. Oakland probably didn't even know who he was taking a photo with. Let's keep it a buck, okay? You know what I mean? You're in the suite. People probably partying. They're hanging out. They're drinking. They pose for a photo.
He probably doesn't even know his name.
Like, let it go. These are the New York Knicks 2021 version. Julius Randle ain't rocking with you.
Rappaport.
RJ Barrett's not rocking with you. It's not 1999 anymore, Michael. Let it go. You're not welcome.
And then this fool Rappaport, he asks me, talking about you're not a real fan, and sends me like a Daily News article from 2018 of him going in on Dolan. Like, what does that even have to do with me?
What does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with me?
Of you going in on Dolan?
Huh? Say it again?
Of him going in on Dolan.
It's from, like, 2018.
Everybody goes in on Dolan. Congratulations.
Well, yes. Enough of this guy, man. This guy's a rat, man. Forget this guy, man.
Bye.
Forget this guy, Rappaport, man.
What even is that?
I don't know, man.
There it is. Got it. CP's been caught.
You got me dead to rights.
What's the comparison?
I brought it up to you in the chat.
Because he's dressed like Dolan, so you both can't dress. Y'all both suck. Is that the comparison?
I present it to you, CK, in the chat, because I let you guys be the judge. I have no idea. I'm lost.
Got him.
I'm befuddled.
He did it.
Befuddled, man. He got me, CK.
I dress like Dolan. I'm a real Knicks fan.
Yeah, facts.
Like, whatever.
He got us, man. So, in any event, great show despite the odds. We'll be back Friday. CK, close it out, man.
Shout out to everybody in the chat, the real ones, all 809 or whatever number you guys may have. The real ones showed up today, all 72. We'll see you guys on Friday. You know who it is. Your boy CK2K. You can find me everywhere at CK2K, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. You'll find me there. We'll see you guys on Friday.
Yes, sir. Ashley.
Listen, again, shout out to all the real Knicks fans. We're getting all the frauds, all the
Get them up out of here. Smoking them out.
One Fugazi at a time. But. Yeah. As usual, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ash Nicole Moss. Also, follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that thumbs up button on my most recent video. And we'll be back here Friday for that game. We're getting the win. I'm calling it right now. I'm calling my shot like Babe Ruth. We're getting the win.
Shout out my guy JC3 and the Czech Republic. What's going on? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Tough loss. Knicks go down in the Mile High, 113-97. We'll bounce back. But only a half game up on the Hawks, who are sitting in fifth place and trying to gun for us. So Knicks got to get an important win on this West Coast trip. Let's see how they do on Friday. Remember, this show is also presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping on the Lawnmower 3.0 and other products. Also, remember, this show is available in audio podcast format. Less. If you're out there on the road, man, don't worry about it. You can listen on the podcast, any major podcast platform on the Knicks Fan TV. We are always there, so you don't have any excuse to miss it. And get your playoff edition snaps. The Royal Blue snaps are in stores now. Get your playoff edition snaps, and don't be without it. You can hit the link in the chat or hit the link in the video description to get yours today. All right, let me read some more super chats before we go. Let's get Rattaport off the screen. Get some good juju in here. I don't want to play the game either. Damn, I don't know. Let me play some Vildoza to close it.
So I don't want to play the game.
Yeah, I don't want to play the game highlights to close because that was a bad one. Rappaport's just a rat. Let's go to Vildoza. He's innocent. He has nothing to do with us yet. He's coming in with a clean resume. So we'll end with the Vildoza highlights while we read the super chats. I want to salute NYKMJ35. He says, "What a coincidence! It makes 10th year anniversary walk." Clyde Frazier inductees, and today Keith Hernandez gets inducted with the Redbirds. All right. K Marco says, "I'm going to tell John Wick, Elf kicked his dog." Because the way we started this game is what killed us. We won every other quarter. So tired of Elf. King Matthew says, "That female ref got a chill." I read that one already. Priest King Matthews. Money Mark S, I read that. Appreciate it. Chuck D, Rhyme Animal says, "Easy game to forget. We match up better with Phoenix. Lakers without LeBron. Randall Slanders whack. The playoffs will teach us because we are green." Chuck, EJ Shaq, and the Jets send all but two teams fishing. Don't cry now. And the M says, "We got to remember Randall never played in the playoffs. This is brand new territory for him. As a leader, he's got to lock in. On to Phoenix. Hashtag all 72. Blood of the Panda says, "Austin Rivers proved he was garbage. Only good in the lead. Bet he won't do it to Paul George. Shout out to his squad and hashtag all 72. Oh. Hashtag OB Avengers." Ash caught that one.
That was a stray.
Yeah,
that was ruthless.
Yeah, that one did not go over your head. You got that one.
That went over CK's head a little bit.
Well, completely over my head. Yeah, I missed that one.
I'll tell you off air.
Shout out to Steve Verda, AO Pal, appreciate it. Paul Robinson, okay, I think I got most of these. Lloyd Barker Jr. says, "Okay, CP, no 6-0 on this road trip, but we will bounce back. The next clown who wants to get rid of Randall or RJ because of this L kick rocks." Joshua Carrick says, "We have a rough road trip, but ATL had Pacers and Rising Wizards. Do you guys think we can beat ATL in first round series, and why?" Great stream as always. Yeah, we could definitely beat the Hawks. We can definitely beat the Hawks. Why? Because they don't play that good a defense, number one. And I think our defense is solid. It's still top-notch. Obviously, they have a lot of shooters. You know, their offense is good as well. Obviously, Trae Young is going to be a problem. Capella will certainly be a tough matchup. But in a seven-game series, there's no reason why the Knicks can't win it out. All right. Stephen B. Guillaume, appreciate it. Euro De Niro says, okay, relax. We took an L. Mostly due to bad calls and shot selection, but it was Denver after all. We're going to be good. Lord Barker Jr. again says, "Here we go. Anytime we take an L, we start wanting to get rid of players." I guess what? People in the chat were talking about trade people. Were they really serious? I wasn't really reading the chat in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, there was somebody trade Julius Randle. I ignored him.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the problem with Julius. Yeah. You're king. Like, they all came out. They all come out the minute that they have a bad game.
Lloyd Barker says, "I can't believe what I'm reading in this chat." Jay Busby says, "Kellerman must be here. I see one dislike." And speaking of which, I'm going to get to Kellerman in a second. Daniel Bloom says, "Vildoza will also be playing in the Olympics." Okay, that was the Vildoza stuff. All right, so appreciate everybody who sent the super chat into this show for sure. Where's the Kellerman thing? Shout out to Rhyme Animal Chuck D. Never misses a show. Ari's in the chat holding it down. Ari, appreciate you.
They're trying to get Ari to join Twitter, and I'm just like...
Yeah, Ari's not on Twitter.
Why?
Ari's on Twitter.
Ari's not on Twitter, man. Yeah. Ari's not on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But make sure you guys tap in to CP versus Kelman every Tuesday because after I smoked him yesterday, the Rhyme Animal Chuck D had reposted the show this morning. And I caught Max Kelman out because he sent out a tweet that said Knicks Fan TV is the real deal promoting the show. And then he deleted it, CK. Like a bum.
He deleted it,
but I caught it in time, screenshot it, and put it out there for the world to see. Kellerman, put some respect on my name.
Yep.
But why did he delete it?
The ops probably told him, no, don't show him love it. Don't show him love it. Yeah. Don't show him love it. Take it off.
It's mind games. That's the same reason that they mess up my audio. Same reason they sabotage the audio. They know what it is, man. They know what it is, Ash. They know what it is.
He deleted. That's whack. Yeah. But more importantly, it was up for 5 minutes and only got one like. That's suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's Kellerman, man. You know?
That engagement ratio doesn't seem correct.
Yeah. That wasn't me. That was Kellerman. That was Kellerman. Maybe that's why he deleted it. I don't know.
I don't like that.
Yeah. You be the judge. But, yeah. CP Kellerman. Tuesdays on ESPN Plus and ESPN Radio. And, yeah, we'll see you guys Friday. Maybe we'll do a watch-along Friday. Still trying to figure out the logistics because the game starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So be on the lookout for all the details. The watch-alongs are pretty fun, so maybe we'll do that again. We'll just figure out how to get it going.